Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
5:09 on this Wednesday evening. Still a little bit of light out there. We are crossing that. Maybe you guys have convinced me after that discussion about which month is the worst month of the year. Maybe February is not so bad. Maybe not. Rusty is hanging around with us in for Laura today. And Rusty, when I think about you, I think that you are a sort of a great musical pop culture mind. True?
I like good music, yes.
How do you feel about Rochester's own Young Gravy?
I honestly could not tell you. If something was playing, I would not know that it's him. I only know of him from people on Twitter tagging themselves in pictures with him saying, look, I met Young Gravy. And I'm like, I don't know who this is. But good for him.
I would like to meet Young Gravy.
Okay.
And it is sort of surprising considering the circles I travel in that I have yet to meet.
I know.
Mr. Gravy. But Young Gravy. So Young Gravy is popular, I think partially because he is very funny. Okay. So he is this sort of, looks like he was ripped out of 1978 mm-hmm. and just dropped into the present day.
Okay.
He's got like the wavy blondish hair, strawberry blonde, mm-hmm. tightly trimmed beard and mustache. And he is very popular on TikTok because, well, he likes hot moms.
Oh, it's like you have
at least
a twin,
that's
Jason.
His bit. That's his bit. Yeah. So there are these sort of 20-somethings who will post a video and like try to hook Young Gravy up with their mothers. Mm-hmm. So that's that.
Okay.
You know, whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes to move some music. Mm-hmm. So he has this song called Get Money. It's called Betty. Let's play the open to the song.
Never let you down, baby.
All right, so you get, and right away you say, Rusty, you say, you just got Rickrolled, right?
I've heard this before. Yeah.
You've heard it before.
Yeah.
So Young Gravy is being sued by Rick Astley.
Oh.
Rick Astley did indeed allow, I guess, Young Gravy, which, by the way, do I sound like I'm 1,000 years old talking about Young Gravy?
No, perhaps. You know more about him than I do.
All right. So Young Gravy got the rights to use sort of Never Gonna Give You Up, the 1987 mm-hmm. song. Mm-hmm. So he secured the rights, and they call it interpolation. Mm-hmm. Interpolation. So you are allowed to, you get the rights to the underlying musical work without using the actual song. So it sounds like Young Gravy is sampling Never Gonna Give It Up, right? But he's not. He's re-recorded it. There's a new singer. There's new artists. It's an interpolation. It's not a sample. It's cheaper to get the rights. It's legally easier to get the rights. Because if you get the rights to the original recording, that can be more complicated. With an interpolation, it's just the songwriters and the publisher that has to approve it. So Rick Astley himself never was going to give the rights up.
I see what
you
did.
So let's play.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good? Yeah. So let's play Rick Astley, and then you tell me if you think this is too much. Here's the 1987 hit, Never Gonna Give You Up. It sounds exactly the same, doesn't it?
I think so.
So this is very common in music now. There's a Cardi B, Bad Bunny, J Balvin song, I Like It, that most people think, oh, it's got a sample of this song, I Like It, like that. But it doesn't. It's a re-recording. It's a dupe. It's a fake, but it's sort of legal. So Rick Astley suing Young Gravy is sort of funny, right? You're like, Rick Astley, come on, man. Nostalgia is so big right now. If you think about so many pop songs using, now to you and me, Rusty, nostalgia, it's sort of sad because you're like, these songs aren't that old. Like there's a Lotto song called Big Energy that uses a song from the Tom Tom Club. But, and you're like, these samples aren't that old. There's a guy, Jack Harlow, with the song First Class, you may have heard. Do you know Jack Harlow?
I know of Jack Harlow, yes.
Yeah. That samples Glamorous by Fergie. But they're doing these dupes. So this is very, it's a very interesting legal case. I don't know, when you hear these two songs, and obviously I'm on Team Gravy because he's a Minnesotan, but if you're Rick Astley, you got to be like, hey man, like if I don't get paid for this, it's pretty darn close to a straight up ripoff, don't you think?
It seems like a ripoff to me. I would have to side with Rick on this, because it's like, what are you doing? You told me, you know, the arrangement was one thing and you're doing another. So could this open the door for other artists to then be sued?
Well, all these songs, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. So the idea of an interpolation is like, hey, I'm inspired by this song. I'm going to maybe re-record part of it, or I'm going to use this hook. But if you're what these artists are doing today is essentially recreating original recordings. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely, on the one hand, it's going to hinder creativity.
Right.
Right? Because this is a creative reuse, re-recording it. Play the young Gravy again, Chris. So this, the Young Gravy song, it is, like, I don't think anyone would hear this song and say, oh, this is Rick Astley. It's not that.
Gravy, but, why you out of pocket? Stop it.
I know.
But that sounds like Rick Astley, doesn't it?
Never take a L no more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. 100%. I think, yeah. So you're like, well, this is sort of this cheeky song. Like, I don't think anyone really. Although, if you hear that, maybe you do think, ah, that's Rick Astley. I don't know. I think it's very interesting. Like, the fact is that for a long time, musicians have expressed creativity by sampling, and you have to pay for it. Right? Because you're using somebody else's work.
Absolutely. Sure.
This is like you're sort of paying, sort of not. It's very interesting.
It's like paying for one movie and then going to see three, like you probably did back in the day, right? I mean, it's just like you're paying for this much with the understanding right. that this is what I'm doing. And I don't agree with that. I you're right. It's stealing creativity, in my opinion.
Yeah. Normally, I side with the new artist because often I think when you have, you know, how many chords are there? How many progressions are there? So you think, like, these people who come and say, oh, I had this song idea before you did. And you're like, well, they did it better than you. Too bad. Hmm. Like, I don't have a lot of sympathy for that. In this case, it's really, really interesting. Like, you paid for the rights to use the song, but not the voice, right, and not sample the original song. And now you're just trying to make it sound exactly like, it seems on the edge.
And pass it off as your own. I can't, you know, I'm not okay with that. I really think, I'd like to see what happens with this. And you know, I mean, come up with a different idea. Come up with something. And if you sample it, great. But if you just take it and record, basically it sounds like someone yelling over the Rick Astley is what it sounds right. like to me. Now I sound like I'm 1,000 years old. But that's what
but
it sounds
sort
like
of,
to me.
It sort of does, yeah.
You know? You know, yeah. Just I would hate to see all that music and all that creativity and all the rights to whoever owns what. And, you know, a lot of these artists right. are selling the rights to their music to cash in, you know.
You feel like there's got to be a way to do it where, like, you could pay a certain amount up front maybe a lower cost. And if the song becomes a hit, like then you pay a piece of the action, you know?
How close are we to the music industry just turning into, okay, here we go. Here's a catalog of beats and here's a catalog of opening sequences. And you just take what you want. You pay a subscription fee and then you can just throw your voice on whatever you want because something new will come out tomorrow and it'll just get moved down the chain. I mean, I think that's why don't we just do that if that's what we're going to do to other people's
music. If
that's
what we're going to reduce it to,
No thanks.
Well, it's sort of like a radio news reporter, though. You, to create a story, you use your own words, you use natural ambient sound, you use interviews. So you're sampling all these different things together to create a different product.
Mm-hmm.
And so a musician is sort of doing, has the ability to do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if we
use a photo from someone, we have to go through those proper channels. We've used audio from TV, or we use audio that other reporters have gathered in a gaggle situation where there's 10 microphones up there, and we just didn't happen to be there. And there was it was in public, and it was fine. But we try to give credit when we need to give credit to Star Tribune, WCCO TV, things like that. But we're not paying some publisher.
One texter says it's shameful that a young artist can't do anything original. I think young gravy needs some mashed potatoes. Yeah, maybe true.
Touche.
Very good. Rusty, thank you. We're going to do the D-Rush Hour News headlines where we gleefully steal from other sources, but we do give credit as well. We'll do that in just a minute here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 5:24, time for the D-Rush Hour News headlines, and the used car party for dealers may be over, but might be great news for the rest of us. New York Times reporting that sales and prices of used cars are falling. The dealers that specialize in that are feeling some pain, too. About a year ago, the used car business was a bit of a party. COVID, computer chip shortage forced automakers to stop or slow production of new cars. So a lot of us went used, prices surged, but now we're buying fewer cars as interest rates go up, fears of a recession grow, and there are plenty of new cars out there now as production is back. Used car values fell 14% last year. They're expected to drop more than 4% this year. The buying and selling of used cars, I did not realize how big of a business this is. Cox Automotive expects about 36 million used vehicles will be sold in the United States this year. When it comes to new vehicles, it's less than half of that sold in 2023. CarMax buying fewer used cars, trying to keep margins at the expense of volume. Carvana. They are in trouble and have been, some analysts think they're going to file for bankruptcy. A Twin Cities suburb facing more problems with police turnover than most suburbs, and now they're turning to the county for help. Is it wokeness out of control in Golden Valley, or stuck in their ways officers mad about having to go through anti-racism efforts? Maybe the answer is a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. You don't exactly think of Golden Valley as a high crime area or high stress for officers. Star Tribune reporting that that suburb, it's got about 22,000 residents. They have budget for 31 officers. Two resigned last month, so they only have 17. And not all 17 are on active duty, so we don't really know how many officers they have in Golden Valley. Star Tribune reporting on this during a special city council session. Police Chief Virgil Green outlined some ideas to deal with the shortage while the city works to hire, train, and keep existing officers. A lot of calls that the cops get in Golden Valley are theft or parking complaints. So community service officers, civilians, will handle those. Many other calls are for medical issues, and so the fire department will respond to more medical calls. The city's also going to ask Hennepin County deputies to take shifts in Golden Valley to help police respond to calls. In late November, Golden Valley released the results of an external investigation, and it detailed What the Strib characterized as the officers' blasé attitudes towards racism and resistance that they had to anti-racism efforts. One former officer violated the department's professional conduct policy, the city's respectful workplace policy, and the Minnesota Government Data Practices Act. The mayor, Shep Harris, connected some of the department's challenges to resistance to reform and anti-racism training. They say, like, former cops are bad-mouthing the city, too, on social media platforms. College apartment buildings sure have changed since I went to school at Marquette in Milwaukee.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Yeah, well, that hasn't changed. They are still partying. A developer bought 10 homes and small buildings in Dinkytown, is building a 1,000-bed apartment complex right across from Bierman Field Athletic Building. 324 units from studios to five-bedroom. By the way, a five-bedroom college apartment, just file that under bad idea. It just sounds like a terrible, terrible idea. Landmark Properties is going to start construction this year. 17-story building called The Standard, opening fall of 2025. Listen to the amenities. Outdoor pool with sun deck. There will be cabanas and grill stations on the outdoor rooftop. They'll have a hot tub. Also, five-bedroom college apartment plus rooftop hot tub. Youch. This is a parent nightmare. There's a fitness center, a computer lab, gaming lounge, study lounge, parking garage, too. Lots of new apartment buildings going up around Dinkytown a block away. There's a 300-unit apartment complex under construction in Stadium Village, a 16-story tower with 610 units in it. So lots going on near the U of M. Andrew Hazard in the Sahan Journal, writing about nine Minnesotans from diverse backgrounds, all fighting climate change and all featured in a new documentary.
Hi, I'm Yesenia Robles Pelayo.
My name's Whitney Terrell.
My name is Jose Villar.
I'm Emily Water.
Chris Phillips.
Jan Hagerman.
Robert Blake.
I'm Josma Harris.
My name is Alborian Jai.
There's Jan Hagerman, who works at the Habitat for Humanity Restore, who texted us in our 3 o'clock hour today. This documentary was screened. There was a preview of it screened as part of the Great Northern Festival, which is the awesome kind of middle of winter celebration of all things cold and north. This documentary is produced by Project Drawdown. Drawdown is the point where global greenhouse gas emissions stop rising and begin to decline. Drawdown. You heard some of the voices in here, and the idea is that amplifying the voices of the underserved communities that are harmed by pollution can be a powerful way to pressure and influence people in power.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.